Okay, so we've made it to the end of Proverbs 31, and so we're looking at the last verse tonight as it all comes together and all of the character traits that we've looked at up to this point, they all work together in her life, and we see her being praised because of it. Proverbs 31:31 says, "Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." And we do see a couple more character traits in here that are outworkings of what has taken place on the inside of this woman. And in the first half of the verse says, "Give her of the fruit of her hands." And so we see that she is a fruitful woman. Her life bears fruit. And it's good fruit that is produced in her life. And the second part of the verse says, "Let her own works praise her in the gates." And so we see that she is praiseworthy, but we remember that any praise that we receive or she would receive is all glory to God and the working of His hand in her life. It was interesting. They had open gym night at ECA last night, and Noah went over and I picked him up and he said, "Hey, can you give a ride home to so-and-so?" And he lives on our way home. And so I said, "Sure, no problem." And we were riding and we got in a conversation. This is finals week. And so I had said to him, I said, "So do you have any more tests this week?" He goes, "Yep, I have one more Regents, and then there's a Spanish proficiency test he has to take." And I guess today he was taking the chemistry Regents, and he said, "Well, I think I'll do okay in it." And so Noah said, "Well," he had talked about how he had one more test. His is tomorrow, and he has geometry tomorrow. And he said, this gentleman said, "Yeah," he goes, "I didn't do so well on geometry." And Noah said, "Yeah, well, I did pretty good last year on the algebra, but I understand geometry much more." So he's not too concerned about the test tomorrow. And this young man said, "You know what? I have found that if we put effort into what we do, that we'll be rewarded for the effort that we put in." He said, "I found when I don't work hard that I don't make the grades, but when I do work, I make the grades," you know. And so it was nice to see a young man who's maybe a year older, he's a junior, Noah's a sophomore, 1 year older than Noah, already realizing what we see in this woman's life, that what you put in, what you sow, you're going to reap. And already, he's probably 17, he has that understanding of, if I don't put effort into my work, I'm not going to pass. But if I do, it's definitely going to help me out. You know, he may not have A's, but he's going to make a grade good enough to pass his courses. And he's already learned that, and that was a good thing. And I was thinking, wow, you know, that's very interesting, because that's what, you know, we're looking at in this verse. You know, give her the fruit of her hands. She has put effort into being this virtuous woman, into being this godly woman, and she's being rewarded because of it. So as normal, I want to break down this verse a little bit and look specifically at some of the meanings of the words here as we wrap this chapter up. It says, "Give her of the fruit of her hands." And that word "give" means bestow, ascribe, or entrust. So this fruit in her life is being entrusted to her. It's being bestowed to her because of her efforts. And the fruit here is the fruit of her actions. It's because of something that she has done that this fruit is being given to her. It's a produce, or it could be a reward. So give her of the reward of her hands. Reward her because of the work that she has done. And it's the fruit of her hands. And I found this very interesting. The meaning of hands here is strength, power, or time. And so if we look at this, it says, give her the reward of her time, the time that she's put into others, her handmaids, her children, her husband, those around her, the merchants, the merchandise that she made. She's rewarded for her time. She's rewarded for her strength. And if you think back to the very beginning of this Proverbs 31 study, and we looked at the word virtuous in depth, if you remember, the meaning of the word virtuous was strong, and strong in a military sense. And we had said that she's not necessarily strong physically, though we see that this particular woman was, because she planted a vineyard and reaped fruit from that vineyard. But that she's strong inwardly, strong in the Lord, strong in her convictions. And so I was very blessed to see here, as it says, give her the fruit of her hands, that it also meant give her the fruit of her strength. Her strength is in the Lord, and she's being rewarded because of that strength. I wanted to look at Matthew 7, beginning in verse 16. It talks a little bit about fruit here. The title of this little section here says, you will know them by their fruits. And it says, beginning in verse 16, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. And she, it's being said here, give her of the fruit of her hands. She is known by her fruit. And it's been good fruit along the way. And the same can be said of us. People will know where you're spending your time, what you're doing, if you're spending time with the Lord or if you're not spending time with the Lord, by the fruit that's coming out of your life. I remember before my parents got saved, Fred's sister used to say that they were the most Christian-like people, the most Christian-like non-Christians she knew. You know, they did a lot of good things, you know. And people would often say to me, are they saved? Especially of my mother. Is your mother saved? And I would say, well, she says all the right things. You know, we would have conversations and she would say all the right things. But when you would look at actual fruit, she was a very fearful woman. And, you know, and she would tell you this, there was a lot of things that would hold her back, or she would be held back from, because of fear in her life. And at that point, I was able to say, well, there really is not fruit that I see coming from the Lord in her life. So, yes, she's a good woman, but there's a difference between fruit that comes from the Lord and fruit that is our own righteousness. And but once she got saved, there was a change in her life, and it was a visible change. There was peace that came over her, that peace beyond understanding. And though, yes, there was still fear in her life, it didn't control her anymore. You know, she now had that peace of the Lord. And then, of course, if you know my mother, you know there's tremendous fruit coming out of her life that we know comes from the Lord. And I would hope that it would be said of all of us when people look at our lives, we know there's something different about you than women in the world, that there is fruit that comes from the Lord, and you will be known by your fruit. And there shouldn't be, yes, we have bad days, but there isn't going to be bad fruit growing in our lives, because it can't, because we have the Lord and he is faithful, even when we're not faithful. And so there will be fruit coming from our lives. And then the second part of this verse says, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And works here are her deeds, her undertakings, her achievements, and one other word that I was very blessed by here was needlework. Let her own needlework praise her in the gates. And if you think about a few lessons ago, we talked at length about tapestry and how God is weaving a tapestry in our lives. He weaves all these character traits that we looked at in this Proverbs 31 woman. And there were about 20 of them that we looked at in her life. And he was weaving them all together. He was weaving the hard times, the good times, the difficult circumstances, all into her life to make a beautiful tapestry. And if you remember, we looked at the back of a tapestry and it was all jumbled and it was a mess. And that's usually the part that we see. We go, Lord, how is anything good coming out of this situation, this circumstance? But God sees the top of it. He sees the beginning from the end, and he knows what he's weaving in our lives and why. And so I was really blessed to see that as her own works, this tapestry in her life is going to bring praise into her life, and not praise for herself, but praise for the Lord. And as we look at the word praise here, it's to shine, to boast, to commend, or to glory. And I looked at Matthew 5:16 as I thought about the word shine. Let her own works shine. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So the works that are coming about in her life that are praiseworthy, the end result is that it's going to bring glory to God, because people are going to see the works, see what's happening in our lives, and they may say, how are you doing that? In this circumstance, you shouldn't have peace. In this circumstance, you shouldn't have joy, or whatever it may be. And we can say, it's only by God, you know, or this change in me. Maybe they knew us before we were saved, and now they have a chance to see a change that's taken place in our lives, and they can see that good work that's in our lives, and it'll bring glory to our Father in heaven. And the gates are an entranceway, a marketplace, the city, the town, the palace, the temple, even heaven. And so I take that as wherever you are, your works should bring praise. And I want to mention, too, that this is her own works that praise her in the gates. We need to be very careful of not comparing ourselves to anybody else, because God is giving each one of us specific works for us, specific works that are weaving our tapestry. We don't want to look at somebody else's tapestry and say, I'd rather have their tapestry. Or, you know, looking at and or think, seeing what God is doing in somebody else's life and saying, oh, there must be something wrong with me because the Lord isn't doing that in my life. Or we may get beaten down as we see the gifts that he gives somebody else, but we don't have that same gift. Or we may try to strive after that gift when it's not a gift that he has for us. And so we need to be careful. We need to let our own works praise us in the gates, what God has, the work that God has given us to do, because what he's given me to do is not the same thing that he's given you to do. And so we have to be very careful, and I have at times fallen into that, you know, well, look at her and look at what she does and how she can do this and the time that she puts into this and the effort that she puts into that, and oh, and boy, you can get so beat down by that. And so you have to be careful of that. That word own is a key word in that verse. And so in conclusion, I just want to look a little bit again at this chapter of Proverbs 31. I think it's worth reading through and just taking a quick look at it all again. So, we'll just read through the chapter and take one final look at this woman. And we'll start right in verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him, "What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to them who is, or to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and she holds, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates." And so in conclusion, I just want to look at one more time, who was this book written for? And we see in the first 9 verses, it was written for a king, King Lemuel. It was a mother's words to her son. And the reason for writing it was so that he could find a bride. So it was written to a king looking for a princess. And as we look at ourselves, we are that princess. Hi, Lori. And I don't know about you, but I often look at this and go, this is too lofty for me. I am no princess. But if we look into God's word and we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we are called children of God. And if we are called children of God, 1 Timothy 6:5 says about Jesus, "He who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords." So the title King of Kings has been given to Jesus. And Psalm 47:2 says, "For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth." So if we have accepted him as Jesus, guess what? We are a princess because we are daughters of the king. And Psalm 45:13 says, "A king's daughter is all glorious within." And what have we been saying about the Proverbs 31 woman this whole 10 months? We've been saying these character traits, the fruit in her life, which we're talking about in verse 31, is all an inner working of the Lord in her life which is manifested outwardly. And so in Psalm 45:13, when it says a king's daughter is all glorious within, and if we are the king of king's daughter, we are a child of God, then we are all glorious within, and he is doing this work within us. And it's working in us. It may not be perfected yet, but it's a work in progress. And everything that he allows in our lives, everything that he weaves in our lives, those the various threads, even the dark ones that he weaves in our tapestry, are for our good and for his glory. And you still may say, it's too high, it's too lofty for me to attain. But I just want to close looking at 2 Peter chapter 1. And I believe that these verses lay out what makes a virtuous life possible. So 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to start with verse 3. And it says, "And his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And so just in those two verses alone, we see that it's his divine power that has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given it to us. So if we desire the things of the Proverbs 31 woman, if we desire to be called virtuous and have those character traits, we just need to ask him. And he's going to pour it into our lives because he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And it says that it's through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. And so it's through knowledge of him. And how do we gain knowledge of him? Through his word. We must be spending time in his word. It's key. "By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises." So if we're in his word, we're going to see his promises for us. "That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature." There's no way that that woman could be a virtuous woman if it wasn't through his divine nature. And she decided that she was going to partake in his divine nature. And we have a choice to make too all along the road. Are we going to be partakers of his divine nature, or are we not going to be partakers of it? It's a choice that we make. Having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. And if we continue on, it says, "But also for this very reason, give all diligence, adding to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So he gives us quite a list here of things that we can be adding. And it says, giving all diligence, and diligence is effort, making an effort to add to your faith virtue. And we talked about the fact that virtue is strength. So we're adding to our faith strength, and it's strength in the Lord. And to that strength, knowledge. And again, we've said knowledge can only come through his word. And so we need to be in his word. And to knowledge, self-control. And we know that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. So we need to be asking the Lord daily to fill us with his Spirit, so that we can have self-control. And to self-control, perseverance, that just remaining steadfast, pressing towards that mark, towards that high call. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And again, kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. And to brotherly kindness, love. And we know that all of the fruits of the Spirit boil down to love. That in love, all of those other fruits of the Spirit are an outpouring of love. And it says, and if these things are yours and abound, then you will neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to lack anything in the Lord. You'll have everything you need to lead a virtuous life, to be this Proverbs 31 woman. And often when we feel we're lacking in being this Proverbs 31 woman, it's because we've lost sight of what the Lord is and can do in us. And it's often, maybe we're not in His Word. We've talked about that before. The times when we have set the Word aside and we're off doing our own thing, we do become short-sighted and we can't see what the Lord is doing in us. And what we need to do is just get right back on track and say, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I've neglected Your Word, and just come back to it and then get back into adding that knowledge into your life and being diligent. And then it says, being even more diligent to make your call and election sure. And guess what? He is calling us to be, especially in this day, virtuous women. And if you do these things, you will never stumble. Will we make mistakes? Yes, we will. But we're not going to, I don't believe, turn from what we truly know. We may have our moments, our times where we step back, where we do set it aside for moments, but we'll know this isn't right, this isn't where I need to be, and then we'll come back to what we know. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to just remain steadfast, remain on that path. And then again, remembering that it's the Lord's working in our life, not doing it in our own strength, because when we attempt to do anything in our own strength, we're going to fail. And that we don't want to take, when He is working in our lives and we are bearing fruit, we don't ever want to take credit for that for ourselves. But I don't know about you, but I have been very blessed by this study. It has spoken into many areas of my life, and I'm not going to call anybody out or say any names, but over the past 10 months, I have seen many things thrown at many people in this study, some hard things coming into many of your lives. And I just want to say that I see a table full of virtuous women sitting here as I see the Lord working in your lives. And we know that all these character traits that we've seen in this woman's life didn't happen overnight. It was step by step. It was thread by thread in her tapestry. And I see incredible threads being woven into each one of your lives. God's working and doing great things in each one of you. And so I'm just going to encourage you as we close to press on and be encouraged. Don't get discouraged as different threads are being woven, because God is doing an incredible thing in each one of your lives. And as I sit back and I look and I think back over these 10 months from where we started to where we are today, God is doing great things. And be encouraged and press on, because your works are praising You in the gates. It is visible. You are being fruitful in what God's asking each one of you to do. So press on. As we know that virtue was a military term, and we talked about each one of us being a soldier of the Lord, that we march on with what God has called each one of us to do. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for this study, Lord. We thank You for the character of this woman, Lord, who we have studied over the past 10 months, Lord, and looked in depth into one verse at a time, Lord. often one word at a time, Lord, and what that meant for her life and what it means for our life, Lord. And we do see the value of each one of these character traits in our life, Lord, and we pray that you would continue working them in our lives, Lord, and that we wouldn't compare ourselves to anyone else, that we would only compare ourselves to what you desire of us, Lord, and the path that you have for each one of us and the tapestry that you're weaving in each one of our own lives, Lord, that we would be willing workers, Lord, and that we would just continue to press on and strive for the goal that you have for each one of us, Lord, that we would press towards the mark of being this virtuous woman, Lord, and that we would lead fruitful lives for you, Lord, and that our own works would praise us in the gates, Lord, not for any reward of our own, Lord, but that our Father in heaven would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.